بارك الله فيك يا أخي. Regarding second question, I answered already one of the brothers, and I said in the conclusion is better to cover the feet completely. You understand? During the prayer, better. But to make it obligate actually is hard. Why? Because the hadith, like I said to the brother, حديث المسلمة, how Lord سبحانه they say is موقوف. Even Abu Dawud himself, رحمه الله تعالى, when he mentioned this hadith in his book, he said that Imam Malik ibn Anas وجماعة وذكر جماعة من الحفاظ, all of them they mentioned this hadith is to Umm Salama, not to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. لكن شيخ الألباني and others they accepted مرفوع إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and they said have a lot of ways to support it and to say this is meant from Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's why the jumhur, the majority of the ulama, they say obligate on the moon to cover her feet during the prayer. You understand? حيث أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى قالت يا رسول الله هل للمرأة أن تصلي في إزاء في رداء وخمار أو في خمار ورداء؟ فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم إذا كان الخمار سابغا يغطي ظهور قدميها. If the خمار is long and it covers her feet, she can pray like that. So my point to you, my dear brother, is like that. Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah in this masala is very strict. He's very strict. He will say there's no way for the woman to pray without covering her feet, and if she did that, her salah is not valid. You understand? And wajib on her to pray again the salah if she's still in the time. So my dear brother, but we say, you know, better go out of the khilaf and ask them to cover even by socks, at least by socks. You understand? But even better to cover with the cloth, with the top cloth, they cover the bottom. لكن شيخ الإسلام تيمية رحمه الله تعالى, he believes that the hadith is موقوف and is not obligate on the woman to pray covering her feet, at least if she is not in front of non-mahram. You understand? And among those علماء also, شيخ العثيمين, support the opinion of شيخ الإسلام تيمية رحمه الله تعالى. So مسألة خلافية, I tell you, go out of the خلاف, and better for the woman to pray when she's covering everything. بارك الله فيه. For Shaykh Ibn Baz رحمه الله تعالى, even the hands, suppose should cover the hands. You understand? But he says it's not obligate, but better. بارك الله فيه.